It's 7:37, as a matter of fact, just like, you know, instantly. By the time I said it, it wasn't there. But we're going to be giving away tickets next hour to Texas A&M football against La Tech. I guess, if we had maybe the fight song, that would be really cool.
La Tech?
Yeah, the La Tech fight song, so we could do that. And anyway, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets, thanks to Mike Vivaldi. At Team Auto, okay. So there it is. Yep. There it is. Yep. That's it. Yeah. So there. Yeah.
You don't talk over the fight song, Scott.
No.
That's
That'll.
Yep.
It's almost like walking on the grass.
It is. Know? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Just. Yeah. Wow.
Go fight, score a touchdown or two.
Tech.
I'm just pumped because I also found FIU's fight song. So,
did you?
Ah.
We were sore afraid we weren't going to be able to have it's that
a,
for
it's
you.
It's a bad sampling rate. That's a very technical term of saying it sounds kind of crummy.
Okay.
But we've got it. Okay. And after all, that's all that matters.
Could match their football team.
Well, you know, and it's funny. We were talking about that last
that's
night.
That's going to be on the bulletin board now.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine. Great. Sure. Yeah. Wonderful.
We were talking about that last night. Now, I realize that, you know, we're supposed to only take it one game at a time. Boys have got a lot of heart, but hay's in the barn. We just got to keep loving each other and chopping wood.
Give 110%.
That's right. I'm kind of in a quandary because they're the Florida International Golden Panthers, and that's just way too much to say.
It is.
So, and if they run a hurry-up offense like A&M does, and by the way, Coach Sherman, I'm darn near out of breath with your offense. I mean.
Talk about it. You ought to see the sideline guy try to get a word in edgewise on the radio.
Yeah, you know, it's ball carriers number 33, Chris. Crap, they're snapping the ball again. Never mind.
Yeah.
No, that's a good thing, though.
But if the other team were
to go. You thought I was going to weigh in, but see, I don't have to do what you do, so I don't have to say.
Oh, no, because I can hear you, you know, say it's third down and four. The Aggies are 5 of 9 on third down conversions.
Because
you know what? You've got a team of statisticians feeding you information. You know what I got?
Yeah.
I got a room full of people that are doing other jobs.
That's right. There you go.
But, you know, if it's critically hot outside and the other team keeps going down with cramps, that kind of slows down the action a little bit.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right, that's fun. So anyway, we're not going to do it now. We're going to give away more Schlitterbahn tickets. We're going to give away Texas A&M football tickets against Louisiana Tech. But maybe the biggest announcement is soon. This is what you will be hearing on News Talk 1620.
Dead air?
Yeah.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa Brady.
Fox News Radio.
A little sampling.
It is. Fox News Radio begins Sunday, October the 3rd, right here on 1620. Now, we're going to lose, Daria Alzinger?
Albinger.
Yeah, her too.
You're on a roll mispronouncing news anchors' names. It's a bit of an inside joke, but at least he doesn't call me Chad.
I don't. No, that's it. Anyway, Fox News will be here starting October the 3rd, and we'll have top of the hour news. It won't be what people are wearing at the Oscars anymore. We're sorry.
Yeah, that's right. You'll only hear maybe once about Chelsea Clinton's wedding.
That's right. We thought we'd trade it in for a real
won't be a four-day story.
Hey, get this. While we're talking about news, it may be in the very near future that you won't be able to buy a New York Times print edition. They are going paperless.
Really?
Arthur Sulzberger, who is the publisher, New York Times, addressing a London media summit, went across the pond to do it. He said, quote, "We will stop printing the New York Times sometime in the future, date to be announced." He didn't initially come out with that earth-shattering news, really. It was Henry Blodgett who broke the deal. And what's happening is that the Times is going to roll out some sort of they're calling it metered paywall in 2011, which means you can take bits and pieces on the Internet, but they're going to start charging you. They're just talking about how it's getting way too expensive because the cost of everything having to do with printed newspapers is going up. The revenue stream on this paywall looks like it's going to be pretty good, and it'll give the Times $100 million to spend in its newsroom, which is a fairly good amount of money. So, paper is left with two options. You either find a donor who is willing to run it at a loss, or you simply leap over and go paperless. So, the New York Times going to go paperless in the near future. So what bugs you most about your coworkers' behavior in the old company break room?
Oh, where do we begin?
Yeah, well, that's the whole story here. New survey.
Well, you're just a couple of drywalls away from it there,
well,
Chase,
and
aren't you?
Not only that, I was thankful that you narrowed it down because you started with what bugs you most,
yeah.
Which at that point, there's not enough time left before Armageddon for me to continue.
Yeah.
And then you narrowed it down to coworkers, so there's really not enough time left in this radio show. And then you narrowed it down to coworkers in the break room. So, and geography is the biggest problem.
So, folks, just so you understand, that's the reason that after I leave, there's still a ray of sunshine here at the radio station. Chase is here to be happy and joyful.
You betcha.
You do. You come down and you lean over the half wall there with your cup of coffee and talk about how it's Hawaiian Shirt Day. Or
absolutely.
Whatever.
Oh, and remember, next Friday is Hawaiian Shirt Day.
Yeah, that's what Chase says.
So,
anyway.
What's happening?
New survey by the Staffing Service Company office team has found that people who refuse to clean up after themselves.
Oh, yeah.
44% of the vote.
There are times that the microwave, I couldn't tell you the last time I used the microwave but there are times that microwave looks like someone performed an autopsy in there.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not like overflowed oatmeal, is it?
It could be anything.
No, that doesn't happen.
Didn't mean to
be
personal.
That does not happen.
Okay. No, that could be anybody. Scott is not the only consumer of oatmeal in this office.
Yeah.
So.
But again, tomato products that get baked on through about four cycles is a little bit tough.
Yeah.
And, of course, you get that smell, which is always nice.
Someone warmed up something yesterday that there was the daily warming of the oatmeal, and which is normally not too bad because it's like the cinnamony smell or something like that. But I think someone warmed up something savory to go along with it. So you had, like, cinnamony pasta primavera or something going on all at the same time. And that will pretty much drive you away.
Yeah, that curried oatmeal does not work either. Hello?
My name is Mike Luther. I used to be your chief engineer back in the 1960s when not Neil Bortz, was also down there on your dog deal.
Yeah.
I used to mow Colonel Dunn's yard, the ex-band director for Texas A&M University, who was a very close friend of my mother's family, and his dog used to eat rocks. three, four, five times a year regularly, they would have to take him out to the vet school and de-rock him.
Empty him out there.
Get him de-rocked.
Oh my God.
Thanks a lot.
That'll sharpen the teeth, though.
I've heard it, you have to do that to chickens at one time.
But, yeah, well, clean out their gullet a little bit but
that way they're gizzarded, grind up the corn.
But I'm thinking rocks, though, Yep, that'd be memorable. All right, here we go. So more about things that people don't like about their coworkers in the break room.
All right, so what do you got?
Stealing a coworker's food, second on the list.
Yeah, that's just uncalled for.
Well, we're talking clean up after themselves, 44%. So number two is stealing food at 19%. That's well down the list percentage-wise. Leaving spoiled food in the refrigerator, always nice.
Yeah,
let's see what this is.
And because of number three, that's what drives that and basic morality is what drives me from ever committing number two.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a twofold thing.
Yeah, definitely.
You don't know how long it's been in there, and you don't know. And again, if it's someone's leftovers, how do you know you like their cooking?
Yeah, yeah. Well, once again, radio has changed so much. We used to have a lot of people who were under 25, who were single, who would eat anything that wouldn't eat them first, and we don't have that anymore. We have grown-ups.
Well, that's the difference between having a radio station that catered to guys and a radio station that has a broader audience, and we tend to have more females running around. And
he said broader. Did you hear that, Tom?
Heard that.
Anyway. Here are the other list of things way down there. Table hogs, gossipers, moochers, nappers, loud conversationalists. And Louie's not here in the morning.
No, that's what I have to deal with.
Yeah. Tuneless whistlers. And people who swipe the scarce reading material. No, we keep plenty of reading material here for people. But that's it. Cleaning up after your coworkers. And then having like a busted machine like we do today, huh?
Do we have a busted machine?
Yeah, we got a busted coffee machine. Yeah.
Well,
it's the water end, the
water line. Because I came in and there's an end run around it. We made coffee now, so
got to have that. If not, can you imagine how testy Chase would be without the coffee?
No, I have my
he
own.
He doesn't drink that coffee.
Oh, that's
I have my
right.
own. He doesn't coffee. Drink that coffee. Yeah.